This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those. You'll sound like you're sitting here in the studio with us tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. We were talking about, and we're going to continue, this story about Bitcoin's stolen revolution. Is Bitcoin, BTC, the original one, is it as decentralized as they'd like you to think? That's what the individual over at CoinDesk, Evan Shapiro, is writing in his op-ed. But first, we're going to go to the phones and to your calls and thoughts. Robert is on the line in Keene, New Hampshire. Go ahead, Robert.
Actually, I'm at home, but...
Oh, hey. All right.
Hey, I don't know if you guys caught this story or not, but there's going to be a demonstration tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in the middle of the common.
Yes.
I'm speaking at it.
And, you know, a lot of people are really pretty upset about these masks. And, you know, I don't blame them, to be honest with you. And, you know, I'm diabetic, and if I got this virus, if it's there, it would be catastrophic for me.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But, if I were to get this virus, it would be catastrophic for me. But I don't know if it's there because I don't know anybody that's died from it. I don't know anybody that's had this virus.
So that begs the question, are you going to be at the rally tomorrow?
I am going to be there, but hopefully I'll be there on time. I got to put a windshield in my vehicle tomorrow.
Ooh, that's always fun.
Yeah, so that's why I won't be able to meet you later on this evening.
So even though what you're saying is, Robert, even though you believe that you'd be particularly susceptible to injury from this virus, you yourself are still willing to take the risk.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not convinced. You know, I don't know. I've been everywhere.
How many people have to start dropping dead before you be convinced?
The statistically, it's like really small in New Hampshire, and especially in this area, relative to other areas in the United States and the world. So, well, especially in the United States, I think United States is up there in terms of the world. But anyway.
Well, I mean,
Keene is right on average in that we've had 7 deaths, and that's about 1 out of every 3,200 people. I actually figured these odds on the last show we were on, but I never ended up saying them. But you know, the thing is, 1 out of every 3,200 people is very few, you know. Most people know about 150.
Thank you, Robert, for your call tonight. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. We'll see you at the event tomorrow morning in Keene, New Hampshire. If you're in New England and you're sick of these mask mandates, then come on up and join the fun. It starts at 11 a.m. right in the heart of downtown Keene at Central Square. We go to Kirby in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kirby.
Hey, I'm going to be quick, guys. Apparently Tuesday evening, there was an incident in Greenwood. Guy saw a young lady not wearing a mask, began to yell and scream at her. Her mother saw what was going on, came out of the store, told him to leave her daughter alone. He gets in his car, gets an airsoft gun, and starts shooting at them. That's first thing. Second thing is the Ninth Circuit Court overturned California's ban against so-called high-capacity magazines.
I heard about
unconstitutional.
That. The Ninth Circuit overturned that as unconstitutional.
And interestingly enough, they determined that it was racist.
Huh.
Is my understanding. I haven't read the decision yet.
Interesting.
Well, you know, that's because most guns that use more than six bullets are black.
And black guns matter.
That's really funny.
All right. What else, Kirby?
That's it. You know, it's just amazing to me that people would get that irate over someone not wearing a mask, that they would do something as foolish as pull out an airsoft gun. Because someone could have been there with a real gun and stopped that. And then they'd have been in trouble because he didn't have a real gun. But airsoft guns don't look like toy.
That's right. Kirby, thank you for the call. I definitely appreciate it. Thanks for the news, quick news update there from Kirby in Indianapolis. It's a great way to get a quick story out, too, by the way. Like, we're terrible at getting to the news. I've literally got... I don't know, 15 tabs open here, so I've got more stuff than we could possibly talk about. But a quick, you know, quick drive-by news drop like that's always appreciated. It gets the news out quick about what's going on. So feel free to call in and join the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So back to this story, Nobody, you were commenting a moment ago when we were in the last hour talking about Bitcoin and some of the concerns that are being brought forth by Evan Shapiro in this story called Bitcoin Stolen Revolution, talking about how the Bitcoin network is centralized. A lot of it's in the hands of Chinese miners. And you were commenting on the idea that people can break away anytime they want.
Well, people can break away anytime they want. And I think that his fear has already come to pass in that... I think the Blockstream developers, which was an early Bitcoin company, it controlled a lot of the developers.
They took a lot of money on from companies like MasterCard, for instance.
Companies that do not have Bitcoin's best interest at heart.
Right, and then they spent that money on these developers that you're talking about to hire a lot of the key Bitcoin guys and bring them on board with their team, and then they started, you know, espousing this particular viewpoint that Blockstream had, which was that they didn't want to scale Bitcoin. Basically, to really boil it down, Blockstream didn't want to scale Bitcoin in the way that would have worked to keep the Bitcoin fees low.
And they didn't want to do... There was only one kludge that was really, and a kludge in programming is like an inelegant fix for something that you can do very quickly. So it's a quick and dirty patch.
Gotcha.
And the one kludge that was available was to make the block size larger. It was the only thing they could have done that would not have taken them weeks or months to implement, and they refused to do it because that wasn't their favorite solution, and as a result, a production computer system found itself with unacceptable performance, basically unusable.
That's right.
Both in terms of time and in terms of
the cost scaled up dramatically, and the slowness got really ridiculous as far as sending these transactions, to the point where in 2017, at its peak, it was costing as much as I think $40 or $50 to send some of the Bitcoin transactions out there. Some of them even more than that. But your typical transaction,
some of them took 2 weeks.
Yeah, and your typical transaction fee in a lot of cases in some weeks was $10, $15, $20.
You couldn't up even higher than that.
Yeah,
but $70.
Yeah, well, there were some of them that were that high, but the probably the average fees or median fees were as high as $20 or $30. Like any old transaction would cost you $20.
It was a very short period, I think, that
it happened. And so what you're saying is, nobody, we're already there. That's happened once, and it's continuing to happen today.
And the thing that returns the centralization to the ecosystem is the fact that the Chinese can hose BTC, let's say, but they can't do all the cryptocurrencies that way. Without a lot of without a lot more work, they would have a much harder time with BCH, for example.
That Bitcoin does assume that, you know, this power is within the government as opposed to individuals' hands. It's going to be a lot easier if it is.
Well, generally, I mean, you do business with Chinese corporations, right? Like,
yeah.
How many of them are actually owned by the government at some level?
Yeah, I mean, the government has a lot of control over a lot of these corporations. But I don't necessarily know, like, if it's 50%, let's say, that's still 50% less, and that doesn't necessarily give them 51% control of the network.
We got more.
Like, I don't know. There's more info that we need.
This is Free Talk Live.
Porkchop's, his coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix, has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat carrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
You get some Dynavite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Goldman Sachs warns that the U.S. dollar is on the path to lose world reserve currency status. Experts say that Bitcoin will continue to rise to as much as $20,000 this year. Coinbase reports more institutional investors are buying cryptocurrency. Cashgames.bitcoin.com announces a $3,000 leaderboard tournament. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Gut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Yep, Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Coming up, by the way, a little bit later on, maybe about an hour from now, Nobody Tells the Truth is coming back to internet waves.
Yay!
To the tubes of the internet, where we will be on...
It's a series of two!
We will be on Twitch and DLive. We got a channel there. It's lrn.fm. So if you're not following that channel, you ought to do so. That way you will get the notice. Like if you got the app on your phone, if you got the... For instance, the Twitch app on your phone and you're following Free Talk Live or the DLive app, then you will be notified when we go live there. So check that out. If you're not following, go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to our Twitch channel. Or go to dlive.lrn.fm. DLive does have the higher quality feed. It's got the 720p HD quality stream. So if quality is important to you, that's where you want to be. Plus, there's no pesky mid-roll commercials or whatever, pre-roll commercials. They don't do that with DLive. So dlive.lrn.fm. Follow us there and stay tuned for later tonight when Nobody Tells the Truth comes back for yet another weekly episode as we gear up for a major protest tomorrow morning here in beautiful little Keene, New Hampshire. We've been talking about the world of cryptocurrency, specifically Bitcoin, and what is described here by the author Evan Shapiro at Coindesk.com as Bitcoin's stolen revolution. So let me continue here with this piece. He says that, in turn, they can use opportunities to make decisions in their favor, to consolidate power, to siphon more of the value off the network, to gain favor of local governments, and any other number of things people in positions of power do to maintain their advantage. Perhaps their intentions are good. He's talking about the people who are in control of Bitcoin.
Mm.
Maybe they don't even want to be in that position. We have no way of knowing, and that's the problem. When you're one of 10 players who meets regularly to determine the future of Gold 2.0, and you are de facto controlled by the Chinese government, maybe you won't be the unbiased party that you aspire to be. We have no option but to trust that everything will work out okay. So after a decade of Herculean efforts, billions of dollars invested, and the hopes of an entire generation of developers and technologists, we're essentially back in the same place that we started before cryptocurrency. The other
wrong.
Half? No?
No?
Okay, why is he wrong?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot more cryptos than just Bitcoin.
And, yeah, I wonder if this guy's a maximalist.
And there's, I get that impression that he sees Bitcoin and Bitcoin only. And the thing is, there have always been...
He is seeing the problems correctly with Bitcoin, but he's ignoring the other options.
Yeah, I think he is. And, you know, there are other ways around. And, you know, one of my big concerns from the beginning was that the Federal Reserve, having huge power of the purse, would be able to basically do, repeated pump and dumps of Bitcoin to the point where it was unusable as currency. And that's another thing that I think, yes, they could do that to one coin, but they can't do it to thousands of coins. Much difficult.
I mean, wouldn't that depend on the size of the market?
I think it depends partially on the size of the market, but also you have to think about coordination of a thing like that. You know, it would require a lot of people paying attention to it.
They could 51% attack a lot of the other coins. Yeah. It's so small.
I mean, right. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a matter of, I mean, hopefully it's just a matter of time. I mean, Bitcoin is already a huge market. I mean, it's we're talking about billions and billions of dollars.
Hundreds of billions.
Yeah, hundreds of billions of dollars. Billions of dollars.
It's probably about $200 billion right now.
Yeah, I think it's kind of the $200 billion was kind of the point I'm making. I mean, it's not that huge, but it is not that tiny either anymore.
Right. A little bit more here from Evan. He says, the other half of the puzzle is that even outside of centralizing consensus, you are rarely, if ever, as sovereign as you think. Institutions oversee every step. When you make a Bitcoin transaction on Coinbase or Binance, which are two of the larger Bitcoin exchanges out there,
absolutely.
You don't make the actual transaction. Coinbase and Binance does. Mm. You don't directly use crypto any more than you own your own data on Facebook. You're a customer of a new breed of big tech.
And so
if you don't own your keys, hold on. That's true.
So I want to back up a moment and say that's true to the degree that you're not accepting crypto yourself, right?
Correct.
If you're
specifically
crypto,
talking about only the people using these big tech platforms.
Right. What you need to start doing is accepting crypto from the get-go to get around this sort of problem.
Directly,
that way, right, directly for your products and services that you offer. Whether,
like AnyPay allows you to do.
Right, exactly. Using the AnyPay plugin, for example, in a WordPress shopping cart, well, now you you don't have to go to Coinbase to buy your crypto.
Yeah, you don't have to ask any favors.
Right.
Even if you're buying it, you don't have to go to Coinbase.
That's true.
To buy it. You can buy it from me. You can send me cash in the mail, and I will send you back crypto. And if you send me crypto, I'll send you back cash in the mail.
It's a beautiful thing.
And nobody knows what happened but me. And ask anybody about my memory. I ain't going to have no idea what the hell happened between us by morning.
I can vouch for that one.
So he does point out that this isn't Coinbase, Binance, or any other exchange's fault. They provided a level of access to millions of users that would be impossible otherwise. This is how it has to be right now because crypto is so hard to actually use. Connecting to the network is completely inaccessible to anyone without access to server hardware and deep technical knowledge. Access to this revolutionary technology is locked behind some heavy and high gates.
I think this is a little bit of an exaggeration. It's not that hard to get crypto. It's not that hard to spend crypto. It's not that hard to, receive it. Either.
You are also a tech whiz.
I am, but there are apps like the Edge Wallet, which make it pretty darn simple. And when I see
have
other
you done
people,
buying crypto through Edge? Have you
done
it?
I'm sorry. Actually, that's a good question. Yeah, I think I did once. It wasn't that hard. Basically, what it comes down to is, I see business owners who know nothing about technology, who probably don't own a computer, using it, without too much difficulty. I'm sorry, but anybody who says it's difficult, I think it hasn't really attempted to use this technology before.
Well, I'm going to say this to what he says here. There's different levels of this. So I don't know what he means when he says connecting to the network, but if he's talking about running a full node and getting in at that level, then yeah, your typical business owner or your typical user is not going to have the technical know-how to set up a full node, even though that's not the most
but
complicated.
They have no need to do that.
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying there.
But if you wanted to get in and start mining,
yeah,
it's not that easy.
I mean, that's
not
like
a
saying,
play thing.
Do you want to get in on starting a bank? It's not that easy either, right? Like, I don't know. I just think
it's
a little
bit. But the nice thing about crypto is anyone who has that technical ability can get involved.
Right. It's certainly
without asking permission.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like it's still way easier to get into crypto mining than it is to get into starting a bank.
Absolutely.
So this idea.
It's easier to do that probably than opening a bank account.
Right. Exactly. And this is the.
Especially for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Especially if you're certain people, right? And so I think this is kind of like it's a bit of an exaggeration.
Well, I don't disagree with you, but historically, cryptocurrency has been difficult for people to get into. It's easier now than it's ever been.
Certainly.
But there's still some difficulties, right? Like, it's still a learning process. There's still a learning curve for people who are on the lower end of the technology
spectrum.
Absolutely. And it does take some desire, right?
Like,
you've got to be willing to jump through a few hoops.
Especially because of the government.
That's true, too. More coming up.
A pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the value soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. what happened should never happen again. So he is pleading guilty. Terrible thing. Terrible thing. Fact is, they spied on my campaign and they got caught.
President Trump's reaction as former FBI attorney Kevin Kleinsmith is expected to plead guilty to altering documents used to justify the spying on of one-time Trump advisor Carter Page. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot is outlining a five-part plan to limit looting similar to what happened earlier this week.
The challenge that we face goes beyond just broken windows and stolen property. What was damaged was the faith and confidence of our residents and businesses in their city's ability to ensure basic protection.
The city plans to put more than 1,000 officers on the streets this weekend to keep the city safe. You're listening to USA Radio News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, says he believes voting can be done safely in person, provided people follow the proper safety protocols that are being put out there by the CDC. On Thursday, video game company Epic Games sued Apple and Google Play over their removal from app stores over payment cuts. Dieter Bahn is an editor with The Verge.
This has been brewing for quite a while. The CEO of Epic, Tim Sweeney, has been angry at both of these app stores for quite some time.
Bahn continues on ABC's Good Morning America.
The big companies like Apple and Google have a ridiculous amount of power, and the only way to fight back to them is to do something incredibly splashy, incredibly loud, and to maybe have billions of dollars behind your company to do it.
Apple and Google both blocked the game because Epic introduced a direct payment system, effectively shutting out the tech giants from collecting fees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Tonight, you've got Ian with you.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And, of course, you're welcome to weigh in on the discussion we're having about cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and what is being described as Bitcoin's stolen revolution by Evan Shapiro over at Coindesk.com, a piece that we've agreed with some of and questioned some of the other parts.
Yeah, I mean, I think he may have some sentiments that we're in line with, but some of the excess in terms of his descriptions are a bit over the top.
Yeah, I don't know what his... I don't think he's got a solution yet, and there's only a little bit more of the story here. So he's been complaining a lot about the situation.
Well, let's see what his solution is if he's got one.
What are you going to do about it? But first, we'll tell you about a different cryptocurrency than Bitcoin, Divi. D-I-V-I. It is a newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. And from mid-March to mid-July of this year, the price of Divi increased by over 10 times. And that's true both in dollar and Bitcoin terms, if I recall correctly. Divi could continue to go up. In fact, that's certainly their goal over at the Divi team. Their price did jump up in correlation with the release of their beta wallet. Now, of course, correlation is in causation. But what will happen when they actually release the full wallet to the public? Well, I don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy so far with our decision to hook up with Divi a year ago. And you can go to DiviProject.org and begin earning Divi by starting a masternode. Now, you want to talk about things they've made easy, way easier? Divi made one-click masternodes. So now masternodes, which is kind of like, it used to be like a technical thing. You had to hire a guy if you didn't know, you know, how to run a Linux system or whatever. You had to hire somebody to turn, you know, a masternode on for you for some of these other cryptos like Divi, or not, sorry, not Divi, Dash. Dash is kind of what started the whole masternode thing. Divi literally made it a one-click process, so kudos to them for that. And that's working right now over at DiviProject.org. They've also got a staking process for Divi, DiviProject.org. As we continue, we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts more on Bitcoin's allegedly stolen revolution, what to do about it, coming up here. But let's talk first to Andrew in Ohio, listening online. Go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Yeah, I want to talk about this VP now, Kamala Harris. This article's from last year from Reason. She wants to force companies to report pay data to the federal government and fine them if they don't offer equal pay. Talk about fascism right there.
She wants to force them to report what to the government? I'm sorry.
Pay data by gender, I'm inferring.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that would be pretty funny if they report hours as well, because there is a difference between how much money men and women make. There's also a difference between how many hours men and women work on average, and they're actually pretty close to the same number.
Thomas Sowell debunked this 40 years ago. They get more hazardous pay. They account for 93% of all work fatalities. They work more hours. They're more likely to travel, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
Who are men?
Yeah.
Men. Okay. Yeah, they relocate for their jobs more.
Mm-hmm.
There's 20 different ways to debunk this, but it was debunked 40 years ago. And they're still harping on this. It's crazy.
Well, most people don't pay attention to debunkings. They just listen to what they hear in the media. And, of course, the media is, you know, basically a mouthpiece for the statists, the two major parties out there. And so, surprise.
It definitely does come off as not so much a sexist thing, you know, but just, you know, this is what people do, and this is the result of what people do. You know, it's not necessarily intentional. It's just... You know, it is what it is, but it has nothing to do with people, you know, paying, you know, men more. It's because the men went down a path where they do more of the jobs that either pay better or they have a better education or whatever it is. And you end up with statistics that show that men make more on average, but it's not that much more anyway. And I think that's changing too.
Well, and doesn't it start to even out if you look at specific roles,
yeah,
men and women in those specific roles,
right, and like you have to industries. Consider like it, you know, some industries have a mostly male population, right, and then other industries have a mostly female population. So like there is
like, do you see a lot of female roofers?
I don't
know.
I doubt it, but I don't know. Like I don't know what the statistics are for that.
Don't see a lot of women dying at work. Also, you know, there's
I don't see a lot of men dying at work either. But
well
a lot of men die at work.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Yeah. What else about Kamala Harris do you want to share?
Well, about that gender pay gap really quick. Eight of the 10 highest-paying college majors, men represent 80% of those, at least 80% or more of those fields, like computer science, mechanical engineering, chemical engineering, information technology. But I guess this goes back to us being libertarians. We got to educate people. We need someone on CNN or something. All we have is Stossel on Fox News, I think.
Is he even still there? I thought Stossel's doing his own thing.
I know Kennedy girl, I think she's on Fox Business now.
The old MTV VJ, Kennedy. Yeah, she's libertarian. But yeah, I think Stossel left Fox a couple of years ago, and he's doing his own YouTube channel now. So he's working with Reason, I believe, and doing his own YouTube.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those videos. They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's doing great work. I mean, he's basically untethered. He used to kind of have some level of leeway, but there was always somebody at Fox or ABC that could tell him no, and now he can just do whatever he wants, which is nice.
But it is amazing. We have an election going on, and no one's talking about the size of the government. They're not talking about any of the issues that we care about. They're talking about the coronavirus.
Huh? Why would they? They don't care what the libertarians want. We're not a voting bloc of any significance for the most part. So
I was just looking at the Electoral College map, and the only thing I was hoping for is a 269-269 tie. Republicans get the House, and somehow, some way, they vote for Joe.
Yeah, certainly not nationally.
Well, that was the interesting thing, that, and there wasn't a whole lot to really praise Brock Pierce for earlier when he was on this week and we did an interview with him. He's the Bitcoiner that's running for president as an independent. The most interesting thing he pointed out was that if there is a tie in the Electoral College, that it does go to a special tiebreaker kind of vote thing in the...
It would be the top three, but every state has one vote.
Yeah.
So...
And if a third party could get an electoral vote, then they get a chance at that particular tiebreaker, which could mean that Joe Jorgensen or Brock Pierce or somebody like that could actually have a snowball's chance in hell of getting a win.
She would just have to win. There's Nebraska and Maine. Remember, they break them up. So she would only have to win that one district in Maine. I don't know how is that close by you? Since
Maine is nearby, but it's not close.
There's a little segment of Maine that has one electoral vote because they break them up.
Hmm.
If she could just get that little sliver.
Yeah, if only the Libertarian Party could do anything, you know, that would be amazing. Hey, thank you, Andrew. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. If I had any faith that the Libertarian Party could do anything on the national level, then I'd probably put some time and effort into it. But I don't
really. I wouldn't be here in New
Hampshire.
You got
something better?
Yeah, New Hampshire.
Yeah, I wouldn't be in New Hampshire if it wasn't for the fact that libertarians can't do anything at the national level.
I'd much rather put my time into activism here, getting libertarians, if you want to work in the political system, working on it here in New Hampshire, where we actually have had people win as both Republicans and Democrats here in New Hampshire.
It's the migration movement. It's not New Hampshire specifically. New Hampshire just ended up working out in terms of
they won.
Right, the optimal place to... set up a migration movement for, getting like-minded people together and actually being able to accomplish something, you know, hopefully eventually.
Yeah, well, I mean, not just eventually, it's already happening. I mean, we've already had people win elections.
Absolutely.
Here.
Yeah.
They don't win as libertarians, but they win by running as Republicans and Democrats.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say we haven't accomplished anything. I just meant...
We've had tremendous success.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We have
you
had tremendous success.
Had
yeah, and I'm sorry. I meant was that... You know, if you want to see more substantial success, you know,
if you want more success more often,
if you want independence for New Hampshire and you want a free society, you're not going to get that where you are. And by moving together, maybe someday we'll have it.
Maybe we have a chance.
Yeah.
And we certainly have a better chance the more people move here.
Oh, yeah. We're definitely seeing small successes all the time.
And you're going to see a lot of the haters and the statists leave because they're going to be pissed.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, some of them are livid about the protest tomorrow morning.
Oh,
they are not happy at all. And you know what? If there's a bunch of people who start going around without masks on and they feel like that's a growing movement, that may actually drive them out in fear.
Oh, I hope so.
Run
that they'd be afraid to go anywhere or get in their car.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The
unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. If you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in lines as well. Discord.lrn.fm. You can join us there. Join the conversation around the clock, actually. There's people in there all around the 24-hour time frame because, well, this is an international program, so people are listening at various different times throughout the day and the night, and you can interact with a bunch of them over on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Let's bring David in New Mexico on the line here. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, speaking of international, third world country, New Mexico.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
By the way, one of the lowest IQ of all the 50 states.
Yeah, I'm proof of that, man.
President Company except.
Hey, man, you insulted me? Oh, wait, no, you were complimenting me.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, we got high IQ here, man. So anyway, let's see.
Because nobody loves you.
Nobody loves you, ma'am. So on your screen there, court rules, but it ties in like this. If you don't get a sizable percentage of the population to start pushing back on these people, you know, like judges, for instance, we don't have a chance. Everybody's got to start pushing back.
Yeah.
So that's where the court rules.
Well, you're not going to get everybody to do it. I mean, if your plan requires everybody to do it, you might as well forget about it. But if you got 10% of people to push back, that'd be pretty significant.
Well, we low IQ people here in New Mexico are starting to push back. If you go into a courtroom, like I was in a courtroom telephonically the other day, and I listened to the people coming before me, they're like, "Yes, Your Honor. Oh, I'm sorry, Your Honor. Oh, I didn't know that, Your Honor." And then I come in there, and then I come in there and I noticed that I don't know who this judge is, and I've been on the phone a half hour since the very beginning, and she's never introduced herself, and so I ask her to identify herself for the record because I haven't heard that, and what I get is, "I don't think I have to answer to you," and what I say is, "Objection."
Yep.
And then she starts to tell me to be quiet. And what do I say? I say objection. And why, nice. Why am I objecting? Because I know the courtroom rules. And in most courts, in fact, I'm sure in all of them, there's a rule that has one number or another number. And what it says is about courtroom decorum. And so if I'm in the courtroom, if I've been summoned to court by my government to answer to something which could possibly put me in a concrete and steel box, yep. This is rather serious business, Your Honor. And when I follow the rules and object in a professional manner to something that doesn't seem right so that I can preserve my rights for appeal, and I say objection, and you come back with, I don't think I have to answer to you, that's rather unnecessarily argumentative, and it violates the rule on courtroom decorum, bitch.
Damn.
So...
that's what you really wanted to say to her.
Well, I have said those things to them.
Wow.
Yeah, and I did
they didn't send men with guns to your house to arrest you on contempt of court?
I'm guessing you excluded bitch.
No, not yet. Not yet. But when men with guns come, we just have a good conversation and talk smack about the judges anyway. So
listen up, judge. Yeah. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Right.
That's something I would want to say to our judge. You may get more than just a contempt hearing.
David, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate the passion, and thank you for sharing that. By the way, I am going to be at a court in about 5 days, and I'm hoping I can convince some other people to wake up early and come out and join me for this, because it's the first court hearing that New Hampshire has had in the last 5 months.
Is this one of us, or is this just...
No, it's just a court hearing.
Just a court hearing.
Yeah, I want to see what it's like. I want to see what they're doing now, because they've totally rearranged the courtroom.
Interesting.
They're going to try to keep the public out. Mm. So I'm going to try to get in, and we'll see how that goes. So the final thoughts here on CoinDesk, Bitcoin's stolen revolution. The guy writing the story at CoinDesk.com is Evan Shapiro. He's a crypto guy, but he does appear to be a bit of a fanatic of Bitcoin, although he has rightfully outlined some of the problems with Bitcoin BTC, the original, the big Bitcoin, right? The slow, the old, the unupgraded Bitcoin. And he's pointed some of these things out throughout his article. And he points out that he believes that it's difficult to get into cryptocurrency. And you were talking about, Chris, how actually surprisingly easy it is. We were talking off the air about the contest. I do a local contest here in the Keene, New Hampshire area for local radio listeners to give away cryptocurrency to those people. And I was talking about how it can be a challenge sometimes to get people to go through the basics, the easy steps that we're talking about,
yeah.
You know, like installing Edge Wallet,
sure.
Which is a great introductory kind of wallet. It's also a good wallet for experienced users, but it's particularly good, I think, for newbies. But sometimes it just gets stuck on some of the real basics, or just even finding the time or what they can perceive to be the time they're going to need, even though it's not as long as they think it's going to be to get through these things. So that's one of the big challenges, is just getting people to stop for 10 minutes and focus on something new, open their mind to try something different, you know, take 3 minutes and watch the intro video while you're downloading the wallet, install the wallet, and you're like, you're done within 10 minutes.
Yeah, the hurdle is a lot smaller than I think most people's perceptions of it are, and I think that's frequently the case. For many things in life, and it's just getting people over that hurdle to do those, you know, do that thing, that simple thing that you want them to do.
Right.
And people run out of time, you know, it's like they're so busy, and it's like when they responded, they weren't as busy, but then by the time you responded back,
and they got
and
busy.
Yeah, something they get happens. Busy, right. And so you end up losing people, like no matter what it was, you
right.
know, even if
it
was just
in the hospital or something,
yeah,
right.
You know, even if all you had to do was respond to an email with an address for, you know, for somebody to send you something,
yep.
They may just not get to reading the email because, I mean, lots of people don't read their emails.
So, but one of his legitimate concerns, I think, the most legitimate concern here, because I get where he's coming from with the miners, but again, as we pointed out, you can quit Bitcoin and join Bitcoin Cash, or you can join Dash or one of these other, there's staked coins as well.
Yeah.
There's all these options. But I think his biggest concern in this story is the Coinbases of the world. These big, the equivalent
sure.
Coinbase is like the Bank of America of crypto. They're this massive institution. They've been around forever. They're completely obedient to the government. And they have all kinds of know-your-customer, anti-money laundering requirements that make things difficult. In fact, one of our chatters in the DLive chat at DLive.LRN.FM, why did I choose this user? That's his name. He says, the difficult part is getting it without know-your-customer requirements. or getting scammed on some of the sites like Local Bitcoins or Local Bitcoin.
Call me.
Well, how do they get in touch with you, Nobody? What's the best way? Yeah. Email?
You can get in touch with me at electnobody.com.
Mm-hmm.
Just send an email to anybody at that address, or invisiblehand.com, since it's really a church project. Or, I'm sorry, invisiblehand.church.
Okay.
Because it's really a church project to get to get crypto out there. You can get me through the DLive, or through the Discord server. If you send me a private message on that, I'm not on very much, but
so email's the best way to do it. Would you say?
Probably best.
Until we can remove these big barriers, or these barriers, he says, big tech exchanges are the only option. You may not be a customer of Goldman Sachs or Bank of America yet, but you're dealing with the same type of players with a different face. Setting the rules to maximize profit from you for their shareholders and collecting every mouse click and transaction. Crypto was supposed to protect us from this, but instead it's given us new names with the same misaligned incentives. Crypto wasn't supposed to be like this. We wanted a permissionless system where users set the rules. We wanted a revolution. We got a new financial toy for a small handful of wealthy companies and individuals. Some may say that's exciting, but I say crypto can be more. If this is the peak of crypto impact, we're in for a sad reality when we wake up and realize that all we did was transfer financial power from an old guard of centralized institutions to a new guard playing the same game. This revolution isn't over, but we urgently need to steal it back. That's what he has to say.
Well, come up with a better system. I mean, that's this is what's great about crypto. It's, you know, it's one of these things that you have the ability to fork it, and that basically means you can copy and paste some code, and if you can make the right tweaks and you can get people on board with it, you can do better.
I like
fork them if they can't take a joke.
I like the decentralized exchanges.
Absolutely.
I think it's I think they got promise. I like Atomic Dex as my favorite of the decentralized exchanges that I've seen so far. If you're looking for one to experiment with, I heard they had a new wallet release on that. The one we tried, Nobody, was pretty buggy and it was not in good shape. But Atomic Dex is interesting because it's open source. It's an open source decentralized exchange protocol, so anybody who wants to implement that within their wallet can. So it's not just this one program, it can be multiple people that can get into this.
Yeah, and there's several already out there. I've seen Python implementations of Atomic Dex, all kinds of
But
words.
The volume is still low. It's not a very busy system, and so people need to have the incentives to get on there, and so there's still growing pains going on here in the world of crypto, but that's because it's still early.
It's still really
early in the scheme of things. It's only been a decade, and in the the time frame of monies, like, how long's gold been money?
It took 40 years for credit cards to get off the ground.
So stick with it. And if you're not into it yet, get into it. See you tomorrow night.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.